All right, thanks for the Fred Gwynn.
Absolutely.
All right, how about this one? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the greatest talk show
that will ever be.
And now, here's your host, Mark
Curian.
COVID-19 is a level 4 bioweapon designed to exterminate the entire human race. That was a quote I made. I was supposed to have the quote loaded up here, but you know, can't. The production guy, so hard to find good help. That was a quote I made at the beginning of February on a live call. And I've spent the subsequent nearly 3 months, can you believe it, attempting to figure out which flipping Twilight Zone episode timeline we've jumped into here. Well, we have narrowed it down. At first, I thought it was 87, To Serve Man. You know, the book with the aliens come and they bring the book of wisdom for us to rescue us. And they bring us the book of secrets. We can't read it. It's in alien. And to serve man. And hopefully all of you know the punchline on to serve man. So the past 2.5 months, 3 months, not only historical, but WTF! Exclamation point. So I'm going to paint a picture, big surprise. And then we're going to look at what happened. What happened? You know, there's three types of people. Those who can count, those who can't. That's what my father taught me. Three kinds of people. People who make things happen. There's people who watch things happen. And the third kind that says, what the fuck just happened? Thank you. You're rehired. So, Arcturian Quantum Philosophy 222.1, Affirmation by Negation. Well, look at what happened, but what didn't happen? A lot happened, but something didn't happen. And under the terms of misdirection, while we're focused on something, what is it we are being told to focus on so that we are focused off of what?
I know the answer.
Stage magician? Yes, okay. We haven't brought in my illustrious co-host. Just give me a few more moments to paint this picture of what happened and what didn't happen. How do you know what's not there? Right, it's not there. It's not there for you to notice that it's not even missing. So what happened? See, I made this statement, and I took a lot of heat, almost as much as my pole shift videos where flat earthers came out and I was attacked and unscientific, etc. But I found a good core group, and a lot of them are here as members of the USS Arcturus on board now. So I took a lot of heat for this, that it was a release from the lab, and, you know, it was shared by many of us. Now they're not even questioning. It's not whether it's a bioweapon, level 4, escape from a lab. Now they're fighting over which lab. Which lab? Who funded it? Did we fund it? And why didn't they tell us? Hey, if we were talking about this at the end of January and now have reports that it started in December in Wuhan, oh, now they've traced it back to November. November, end of November, full-blown pneumonia in Wuhan. And this what we're going to cover is not so much statistics or anything about, but I just have to paint this picture. And then we're going to move on to how this is the prophecy jumped right off the pages of the book. Now it's November. The doctors attempted to, which they did, contact their Chinese CDC about this brand new pneumonia end of November. We have the headline right here, and a lot of you are aware of this, that in China, the headline says, Telcom announces start of new 5G network November 1st, 2019, ahead of schedule. This comes immediately after the Wuhan War Games. You try that. Wuhan War Games, October. If you see it, your monitor there, this is there's a slide from the Wuhan War Games. I know the radio audience is going monitor. But those of you in TV land, and you know, I know what slide I'm going to show when we sync this to the YouTube film. Oh, right. Chess moves. And the Clade X was Clade X and then later called Event 201. I know a lot of you have heard of this, put on by the John Hopkins, Bill Gates Foundation, the ones that are running the pandemic simulation, the ones that have the COVID-19 maps, the maps that we look at, the John Hopkins Center for Disease Control. And rightly so, they ran a pandemic exercise in 2018 called Clade X, where, hey, if you're going to be in charge of IRI or pandemics, yes, I want you to run simulation after simulation after simulation, so when it hits, you're not unprepared. So they run these simulations, complete with news reports. And they sit there and they wonder, what would it be like? It would be ghastly, and how many would we lose per R-naught factor? And they run it all out, many simulations. And so once a year, they hold this. They've been holding this Clade X, and the next year it was Event 201, same logo. But these news reports that they had with these phony reporters to show the, you know, senators or the whoever was attending the John Hopkins pandemic exercise, they were like realistic, you know, file footage, whatever they did, it looks just like today's news. So I posted, what if you found out it was all CGI actors and file footage? And that's the question. But immediately following all these pandemic exercises in October, by both Chinese and American, all of a sudden, we have a brand new Vi-Ri. They turn on the 5G in Wuhan. In Wuhan, first city to get it, first city to go ballistic. Okay. So we all know that 5G is not safe. Birds fly by and fall out of the sky. Dead birds, bees, etc. We're all away. And, oh boy, the cancer clusters near the schools, kids drop dead. Oh, but it's perfectly safe. They pay the shills to say it's perfectly safe. Meanwhile, while we are locked up, San Francisco, CBS, while you're locked up, they're erecting millions of death towers. No, they call them 5G towers. These are military-grade multi-phaser microwave arrays capable of pinpoint beams at frequencies you don't want to know about. If they get 5G where they want it, human life as we knew it is over. Don't even get us started on Elon's Starlink Skynet program. Couldn't you think of something better? I will get confirmation from Tony on this one. Skynet to Starlink. That's like Skywalker, but I keep wanting to say Buck Rogers. It was, I don't know, Star something. Starlink. You might as well just call it Skynet. Haven't they ever seen Terminator? Okay. So over the last 70 years, and I really had to look at it, our government has faithfully provided us with things like fluoride, chlorine, nuclear waste, vaccines, GMOs, and now 5G and a virus. I mean, that's good because for a minute I thought they were trying to kill us. Right? One great thing that's come out about this is we get to see that you can't trust anything on TV. Not numbers, not news reports, none of it. Can't trust it. Which is good because according to Arcturian quantum philosophy, they're just pictures. Anyone can Photoshop those, but universe can Photoshop better than anyone. So the picture of what happened, we all know that. But you may never know how close you came to the extinction of the entire human race. Excuse me. Got the Wuhan, bro? Huh? You got the Wuhan, bro? Yeah. The near extinction of the entire human race. That was my statement. COVID-19 is a level 4 bioweapon designed to exterminate the entire human race. Mark D'Arturian, February 2020. But I made a previous statement, too, that AI will be the near extinction of the entire human race. And they're both tied together. So how close we just came to the extinction up in 2153, I wouldn't even be here. But if it went through exactly like it should have, I wouldn't even be here. And that is when you call Mark D'Arturian and the crew of the USS Arcturus Starship Captain here from the future to save a world that clearly doesn't want saving from itself. Okay, on a brighter note, before I bring out my illustrious guest co-host and other Disney characters, good news, the brand new summer movie is out, the first of the summer movies. Theaters are closed, of course, so it'll be streaming into homes. But it's the first of the blockbuster summer movies to gladden our hearts while we're locked up in quarantine under such dire circumstances. Starts this weekend. Listen.
If you were thrilled by the towering inferno, if you were terrified by San Andreas, then you will be scared shitless by Mark the Arturian's production of That's Armageddon. The most realistic depiction of doom, gloom, and destruction in motion picture history. With no special effects, you will never forget Mark the Arturian's production of That's Armageddon.
Starts Friday at theaters everywhere.
Welcome back, everyone. I am Mark the Arturian, captain of the USS Arcturus. I have many of the crew on board. Please, if you would, hold your applause till the end, till we announce everyone. Hopefully the production guy is over there and he hears applause, applause. Oh, finger on the applause button. Applause, production guy. See, we lost him already. Okay, Tony, there is a 5-bong maximum before you come on the show. Applause. Excellent. Now, as I just said, please hold your applause till the end. Okay, my illustrious co-host and founder of the creator of the greatest talk show, Hollywood Tony P, and the legendary Shoshana. Now,
now would be a good time.
I'm telling you, the production guy is fired. For fuck's sake, production guy.
I guess it's my turn to talk for 15 minutes uninterrupted. So I'm going to do that now. So let's talk about how you are totally wrong about everything. And not everything, but most of it. Now, yes, there is something that they're not showing us and telling us. And they're trying to keep us inside, and maybe the 5G is the way to kill us without us actually knowing what is going to kill us. But I have spent the last couple hours reading, trying to read Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah, and I was only able to get through Isaiah because I jotted down no less than 19 passages in Isaiah that are very apt to what is going on. However, I did not jot down in any time in Isaiah of anything I read about the words plague on mankind. Now, I wrote down all of these going through the entire thing as best I could. Now, it predicted Jesus. If you don't know Isaiah, there's a few of them, and we'll go over them. There's a few of them that predict Jesus. They predict him in chains. They predict a son will be born of a virgin. Isaiah predicts Jesus. And then in no less than 19 of these, he predicts a fiery, face-melting, turn to dust, a smoke coming from the mountains, a wave of fire, the waters drying up, the land, the sky falling, the stars clouding over, the sun being invisible, God, no one can withstand the wrath, and only those who hide will survive. Now, you take Isaiah, being the simple fact that most Christians and most historians believe that Isaiah, in some way, shape, or form, had a premonition about Jesus Christ and his awareness to the universe. Now, the word premonition, what is it, a dream? What is it? Well, you're attaching yourself to the ether that is there, and you're gleaning information from the future, okay? And we've already discussed this, and everywhere we've went, that time moves backwards, so you're gleaning this stuff from the future. Now, these are people in the old-fashioned days who had visions, who had dreams, and they wrote them down. Now, the prophecy that he wrote down, if you change the names of the cities and apparently put them in jeans and T-shirts or COVID masks or something, you would understand. Now, Mark says that they are hiding something and it's all footage. Yes, this probably is. You can fake anything. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised that they're going to try to kill us with the 5G, because if we knew that Apophis, like your friend, or whatever asteroid that's going to hit us, would hit us and then launch up Yellowstone because of the aftershocks in the mountain, the fire from the mountains, the seas will rise. There's one passage where the seas rise all the way up into Judea, and then there's another passage on the other side of the world where the seas dry. Now, this is not about a plague. There's nothing here about a plague, and I have all these examples, especially melting away. He kept talking about turning to dust. Your face will melt. You will turn to dust. The cities will be filled with tumbleweeds and briars and brambles, and you will have the food will be gone, and there will be nothing. And that is what we have in Isaiah. Now, I'm not talking about Ezekiel. I'm not talking about Jeremiah. I'm talking about these people's dreams that were written down. Now, I'm not saying anything about the Bible being right, the Bible being wrong, the Bible being whatever. I'm just saying that these people, these rabbis in the past, these prophets of the Lord, got visions, prophecies, had dreams, and wrote them down. And I'm holding the dream journal with all of these passages. So hopefully, later on, I will get to these passages and not take the full 15 minutes, but I must disagree with Mark. This is agree and disagree. This is all a red herring. Whatever else is going on, all of it's a red herring, because we're all about to friggin' experience death. And it's coming from the sky, the light that's up there, the dreams, the water dream, it's all of it. The water rising, the blood in the distance, the explosion at sea, the paintings, the pictures, the drawings. Okay, this is how you would do it to make people just not pay attention. I'm focused on this. I'm focused on my hands. I'm focused on washing myself. I'm focused. Who cares if China let it out? It's a bioweapon. Who gives a shit if 5G is going to kill us? If 5G doesn't kill us, the giant asteroid is going to burn you up, incinerate the sea, and from the mountains, the smoke and fire will be coming. And I only say that through Isaiah, because in these passages, he predicted Jesus Christ. Hi, show. How you doing?
I said all that, Tony.
I'm hanging in here.
Okay, good. I just wanted to get my dissertation out because I never usually do. And Mark talks for so long that the next time I'm going to
get
any of
these. And you
noticed
I didn't say a word. Tony,
I do, and that was good. Thank you.
Word.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy.
Marco,
right.
I finally
Shoshana
got
been...
trained. You didn't go, mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah,
right. I do not understand the opening statement trying to prove that I am wrong. That is all. That is
no,
totally
you're,
marvelous.
You're not really wrong. You're just right about the wrong thing. You're not wrong. You're right about the wrong thing. You're right about the fact that there's something going on. You're right about the 5G. You're right about all of that. But that's not what we need to be focusing on. And one thing before the show, this is Isaiah 7:13, and I won't say another word for a while, okay? Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, listen, hear now, house of David. It is not enough to try the patience of humans. Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth of a son and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. Before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of two kings, the Lord will bring unto you and your people and unto the house of your father a time unlike any." And there it is, like a virgin, birth of a son. Later on, he talks about the bonds that Jesus was, the lots that were cast for his clothes. And so, again, if you understand and believe that, and you can see that he had a dream and he spoke about what we
can assume. He had a premonition about Jesus coming from the virgin, Emmanuel, God who walks among us. Yes.
He was right about that. So if he's right about
that, it's like perfect English to me.
Yeah. The thing is like Mark has said before, you have to look at them as if they're in the Bible. They're all wearing jeans and Armani shirts. It's the present day.
Right,
They're cars. And it's not Egypt and Jerusalem and Israel. It's America and China. And you know what I mean? You got to look at it in a different way. And I'm telling you, 19 times he talks about the burning wastelands. And that is not sound like COVID-19.
Who said anything about COVID-19?
Well, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't a prophet from the past have any? Why wouldn't they say
any? Who said
videos?
Anything about COVID-19? Okay.
Nothing at all.
Excellent. What will be the signs of your coming, Lord? Pestilence, famine, earthquakes in diverse places. That's the first word, pestilence. And it's also one of the four horsemen. Pestilence, famine, war, and death. So we have all four horsemen. And we had the illusion, at least, of a pestilence, which is in there, but not the whole thing. That's why there's four horsemen. Wouldn't you say so? I mean, this is all about prophecy jumping off the book. And Tony's right, that's what I said. And you're still wrong that I was wrong. I thought I was wrong once, but I was right. I was wrong that I was wrong, so I was right, you see. So two wrongs make a right.
You're just focusing on the wrong thing is all. Where this is nothing, whatever, it's all. I watched a thing on the news when there was a school shooting or something, and I swear the ambulances were from Britain. They didn't sound the same. They didn't look the same. It's all just a fictional thing that they're showing us to stop us from seeing the truth. And yes, the 5G might be a thing, but it might be a thing they made to get the conspiracy theorists to say, well, there's your conspiracy, and not look further. It's about the first veil, second veil, but no, there's 10 more.
Yeah. I don't know. Shoshana, do you hear any issues here? I don't hear any conflict. I don't know why one is being brought up.
There are two different things going on.
I already said that.
Yes, Isaiah had
CGI. Go ahead.
Ask me a question. Let me answer it, please. Isaiah had premonitions that came true, and more than one, which makes him viable.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, that's one thing.
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, that's one thing. Then the other thing is there are other places in the Bible that talk about the pestilence and the famine and the plague and you know, riots and all of that stuff, brother against brother. I mean, it's all there. There too. What?
He goes into that. Yes, that's in there. He goes into it's all about. There's a lot of it. Like I said, all of that stuff happens.
Tony.
Is
show's still talking.
No, I know. I'm just saying. She's absolutely right. I just agree with you.
Okay. And if you put it all together, it's a pretty bleak situation. Is there a way out?
Right.
And the other thing, Tony, think about this for a minute. Why would all human beings have to be killed off? I mean, my God, this place would smell. It would be awful. I mean, the mess we'd leave behind. What the hell? I mean, who's going to come through with a bulldozer and get rid of all the homes and get rid of all the bridges and the roads and the stuff?
Good point.
I mean, it does not make sense in this day and time.
No.
And yes,
why would any? Yes.
Let me. I'm coming from inside. I'm not think. It's not coming from my head. Okay. And if I'm interrupted, it stops the flow if I'm interrupted, and now I don't know if I can even go on, but I'll try. It just does not make sense that every living thing would be killed off. That just does not make sense. What does make sense is that that can happen. Those things have happened. There have been volcanoes and fires and water floods and all of those things have happened. It didn't kill everybody, and we've had asteroids. There was an asteroid several years ago in Russia that caused a huge big mess, killed a lot of people, but not everybody. Okay, I guess the everybody is whoever's right there at the moment looking. Does that make any sense?
Well, in Isaiah, he goes on to say about how, because I skipped everything about the people who survived, because there was a whole thing about the survivors will be lifted up. There's always a remnant. It keeps speaking of the remnant. But Mark, you'll like this. 2:19:21 says, people will flee into the caves and the rocks and the holes in the ground from the fearful presence of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty when he rises to shake the earth. In that day, people will throw away to the moles and bats their idols of silver and idols of gold made to worship. They will flee to caverns in the rocks and to the overhanging crags from the fearful presence of the Lord when he rises to shake the earth. That sounds like Yellowstone.
Okay.
I don't know. But you were right. There's a lot of stuff, Sho, and you're absolutely right. Not everybody will die. But the problem is that a lot of people are going to, and it's going to affect a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Are you ready? Do you have enough toilet paper, Sho?
Yes. Honey, I can barely walk to the car. I can barely walk to the car, so I sit and watch.
Do you get your deliveries? Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
I haven't been out now.
Good.
I have not been out of the house for 8 weeks, but my normal schedule is to go out of the house twice a month to get groceries. That's it. And I go out on Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas to my sister's house. That's it.
So
this whole thing
is
nothing new to me.
Right.
Okay,
said,
I know how
said,
to do this just fine. Been doing it for 7-8 years, okay? However, and what I do is I watch the signs. I watch the signals. And right now, what I was able to say to my nephew that called with all this, oh my God, the underpinnings, all this underpinning stuff that's going on that are probably the things that you say we're not seeing, but he was telling me about it. And I had to say to him, okay, you're ranting on about this and what have you, but son of a bitch, Mark, there, and his name is Mark, by the way, son of a bitch, Mark, you were a fireman. When there's a big fire, in the middle of the fire, do you go, wait a minute, how did this get started, and go back to your desk and figure it out and let the fire rage, or do you take care of the fire first? He said, well, that's a thought. You know, everybody's trying to figure out, where did it come from? What did he know? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, all this. Who the fuck? It doesn't matter. We got people that are sick. And I mean really, really sick. That does not mean they're all going to die. But the sickness is a torture. It is a horror. And if people come out the other side of it, it appears as though they have long-term problems with their lungs and with their brains and digestion and all their nervous system when they come out the other side of this thing. Okay? So what are they covering up? Right now it doesn't friggin' matter. We need to put the fire out.
Well, yeah, it doesn't, because there's nothing you can do about that. Like, that stuff that there's absolutely nothing that anybody can do about. Well, I mean, there is, but there isn't. We have to wait. We're all just waiting. Now, here, Isaiah 2:24 says, and this you'll like this show, therefore, as the tongues of fire lick up the straw, and as the dry grass sinks into the flames, so their roots will decay and their flowers will blow away like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty and spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore the Lord's anger burns against his people, his hand raised, and he strikes them down. The mountains shake, and the dead bodies are like refuse in the street. And yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is still up praise. And then it talks about
separating the chaff from the wheat. And they shall be burned in the fire. The chaff shall be burned up in the fire. Shoshana,
fire of the fucking apophis. Your friend was right. Mark, I've had this dream. I know it's the thing. They showed me, I asked them, how is it going to end? When I first came here, that's what they showed me. They showed me that fucking thing. They showed me Armageddon first. Then they showed me Deep Impact. Then they showed me all the shit. And so this is just, it's all a fucking red herring. They might shut us down again. I'm sorry. This is all just a red herring. Yes,
Shoshana,
murder its own people. Murder. It's murder. They're murdering their own people with a virus. Couldn't be murdered. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's terrifying. It's terrifying the lengths they'll go to make us not know what's going on. Whether it's that or not, it's terrifying.
Right.
It
exactly.
will be enough to drive fear into the hearts of any mortal man. Yes. Does Tony sound like somebody's disagreeing with him? Because that's what it sounds like. I think
no,
we're all in agreement.
Right now, I'm not talking about anybody disagreeing with me.
No, he's not. Nobody.
I think it's the Isaiah.
Marco. No, he's compassionate about this.
Compassionate, okay. I mean, it could go either way there. Shoshana mentioned that it wouldn't make any sense to kill all the bodies. Well, that's true. And there is a curious line in the prophecy, in the symbiotic tri-prophecy in the canons. During these days, no flesh shall be saved, save for the elect. Those days shall be shortened. In other words, for us, we won't feel it. It will be, if you go with the picture of where we get our new bodies, where we enjoy, where we're back with the one, where we won't have the strife and suffering, that picture is... so no, where it says no flesh shall be saved. Now, who said they saw the skin, flesh, and the cities were tumbleweeds, right?
Well,
Isaiah. That would mean, okay, so the cities were vacant. So with the possible reapproaching of Nibiru on its 3,600-year binary orbit, I just did the math on this because we have a 5,125.36 cycle, which five of those make up a precession of the equinox, which we all know is 25,627 years, or one cycle of Earth's time. That's a cycle. That something I'm not sure if we remember. I don't remember anything past Atlantis, and that was 12,500. So five cycles of 5,125.36 years. But we have this Nibiru 3,600, and the last time would have been Noah's flood about 4,000 years ago, etc. Right before that, Atlantis. But 3,600 times 7 is 24,000 some. It's almost 25,000 years. It's almost one precession of the equinoxes. Which,
Mark,
if they both line up together here, this is why we're here.
Of the next one, because 2012 was this collation. You should know this. What is the what year is the next?
Because
you were just saying it goes
this.
Back. When they converge again, because it converges, what do you say, every 3,000 or 5,000 years? So what's the next one? How many, what year is that?
No.
What year's the next
Well,
year?
It's actually this year, 2020. And they decided, well, it's been long enough. Let's do the old winter solstice. Yeah, that worked good in 2012. So it's all of a sudden, it's this year is the big alignment. Now, there isn't one of us on this line that hasn't wondered what the heck happened. It was supposed to, you know, like the movie on December 21st, Armageddon, Apocalypse, boom, boom, boom. And wait, it came and went. Now, they've been occurring slowly as we've been entering more of the photon belt. But this convergence like you're talking about would be another 25,627 years would be every time they both converge. But one of our top science officers always likes to remind me is that, yes, but nobody's done it while we're going backwards in time through the photon belt. That's when you call the USS Arcturus. But still, nobody's done this. And Tony and Cho, and I mean, somewhere up ahead, we will all hear this up in the future. So I'm saying the three of us have gone, okay, what the heck? Did we miscalculate? Is it 1 year off? Did we not count Jesus' birth at 00? Did we not, you know, where's the thing?
It's the decade,
and,
it's the millennium, you know, it's the 2000 versus 2001, right? Which
right,
is the real
right, sure. Same thing. So they're also 5,000 years ago, the year was about 500 days long.
So in the year 7,000, you're saying 7,000 something is the next. If it was a paperclip, Mark, if it was a paperclip, the next paperclip
would be 32,000, because it's another 20. It's another precession of the equinox is 25,000 years. And 2020 and
5,000 years though, right? Or 5,
no, because the Nibiru is 3,600 years. It would be all the way over on the other side by then. So with the possible near approaching of the Nibiru.
Never mind. I thought you were talking about just the calendar, the Mayan.
You figure it out. It's not important when the next one is. We're at this one. And there's a reason we're here.
But I need to know when the next one is, Mark. I need to know the exact. It's very important.
Well,
you cannot take this away from me. It's very important.
Okay.
So Isaiah says in Isaiah 8:7, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria with all his pomp. It will overflow all the channels, run over its banks, and sweep into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it, and reaching up to the neck, up to the neck. Its outspread rings will cover the breadth of your land. That sounds like a tidal wave from an asteroid that hit the ocean. It sounds like the waters rise.
Lie.
How tall is that? That's 4 feet.
That's in July, Tony. Yeah. That's coming this July. That's right around the corner. That's this one.
Oh, yeah. But I know. I'm saying that this is all just a red herring. You know it. We know it. But it sucks that they have to kill people because you're going to go that far to – I don't know. Why? I mean, why not let people face what is actually happening with Digme? Why not tell them the truth? If we have to all face death together, why do we have to face it under false pretenses so that we're closer with our family, so that we have stuff and we're prepared, so that we're, you know, we're not looking outside? It all seems like they just, you know – here you go. We're trying to prepare you as best as we can, but we can't tell you what's happened because global rioting will destroy the planet, right? Is that it? Before you die, you'll die, right? I don't know. Again, the plague, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a piece. It is. He's one of the four horsemen. But it really seems like when he opens the sixth seal and everything is unleashed, that's it. The hand of God comes down from the mountain. The smoke will rise from the mountain and the fire in the distance. This man predicted Jesus Christ in his dreams. That actually happened. And again, I'm fervent. I'm not trying to disagree with anybody because nobody said. I'm not. I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm just saying. It's amazing what you can see and glean. And there's two more of them. Jeremiah and Ezekiel, and we'll do that in the next couple of episodes. But I'm telling you, man, these guys, and for some reason,
I love it. You've done preached me happy.
Yeah, okay, preached you happy. It's not a happy preaching, though. Yeah, there's a lot of parts in it where he talks about the survivors and it will all be given back and everything will be rebuilt with turquoise and the cities will be stronger and the people will love the Lord God and everything. He talks about the better, but we're not there yet. We're right in the middle of the fucking end. So like Mark said at the beginning of the show, we're in the right in the middle of the fucking end. So we're not in the after yet. We want to know what's after. The sand. This. Seems like it. This is the stand. What, did Isaiah watch the stand when he wrote this?
Okay, let's hear the rest of Isaiah.
What, you want to hear more?
Yeah.
You go, boy.
There's so much more. Here's another one about
Jesus. We only have 18 minutes left, by the way, so.
Let me give you one more about Jesus, and then we got to take a break because we got new commercials. Isaiah 9:6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over the kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on, and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So again, this man dreamed the future. So we should take a lot of his words at heart, because I believe that he probably saw the end. And that's my thought. Before we go to break, Cheryl, I've been talking more than Mark, so what do you got?
What do you love?
Well, the end is not the end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. It's a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saying
Yes, the opening line of of 2012. Is this the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning?
And I found out that's
Winston Churchill. The last line of Millennium.
That's where that quote. No, it's come from Millennium, but they got
Millennium,
it from Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill said that. That's amazing. All right, we're going to take a break real quick, new commercials, then we'll come back. Mark, you want to send us out?
Sure. In the last quarter, we're going to go over some more prophecy. I'm going to bring out some from Robert Ghostwolf, and I'm going to bring maybe out a couple of passages so we can see that exactly, like, when you read these, you have to imagine the people wearing Armanis and driving cars. It's the pages of the book. There's only one story in the world. It's a never-ending story. And after the last page of Revelation, you turn the book over, page one, Genesis, new beginning. And we'll get to that right after this. I'm Mark Tartarian.
Hi, my name is Dave, and I'm one of the creators of Truckee Pacific Productions. If you're one of the millions of others who are sitting on your ass and in desperate need of entertainment, Truckee Pacific Productions is here for you. Check out one of our podcasts, such as our highbrow stoner pop culture podcast, The Mile High Podcast, or for you sci-fi nerds out there, we have the Race to Space Read-Along Podcast. All podcasts can be found on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. For you streamers out there, we have the Nerd Corner on Twitch, and for those of you who need relationship advice, check out James and Melody on our Facebook Live series, Surviving the Quarantine. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Come check out Truckee Pacific Productions.
He's back. Comedian Santori is back with a brand new show that's exactly the same as the old show. Join Dr. Detroit, Jolene, Hollywood Tony P, and of course, Comedian Santori, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Mountain, 10 p.m. Eastern, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Enjoy the ever-present randomness of comedy on Santori Unplugged. Can you name that tune?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
We are on the fringe, ladies and gentlemen, on the fringe of what has happened not since the beginning of creation, nor shall ever be. I'm Mark the Arturian, on our call along with Hollywood Tony P and the legendary Shoshana. In our last 15 minutes here, the prophecy jumps right up the pages of the book, right through the radio waves. Beaming out. We are still, by the way, the number one morning show on Mars and Uranus. And thank God I corrected my pronunciation of Uranus. So, but a bum ching. We are back on the air, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on the air. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Hey, I remember once in Colorado, I did the last half an hour of the show and I was disconnected. And it was the best half hour ever.
Hey, Mark, okay. We got a call at 708.
Okay, patch him in.
708, you're live on the greatest talk show. Who's this? Oh, the silent type, huh?
Well, we're glad that you're listening. You want to say hello and where you're calling from? 708? That's all right, don't go away. 11 minutes
archive.
Left.
Yeah, well, we can go into archive, man. I mean, we're not, you know, it's there. I mean, we're going to archive.
I don't do archives, man. Show's over.
I
got my limo.
I'm too busy
waiting outside.
I can't do archive. Archive? Oh, I quit. Nobody said anything about doing archive, okay? Live. Jeepus. Is there an actual virus? Like, I mean,
okay.
I know there is, but I mean, is there?
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, but like Mark said, I mean, is there? I mean, I know. Okay, how's this? I think there is, but I also think there was. And I think where we are now, it was. And where we are now, it is not. But there was, or is,
Tony,
as we are talking. Mark understands. There is, it is going on right now. But for me, where I'm at, I don't know. I don't think that it is going on where I'm at. I think it is going on where the news footage tells me it's going on. Where the stuff tells.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Okay. I'll take that one. Yes, obviously there was a Viron. There was a Viron. I have it on good authority, and we've had conversations. I went to some of our 5G EMF experts and asked, were all these deaths and symptoms, could they be strictly from a 5G tower? And the answer is no. So, yes, there's a Viron in conjunction with this smoking gun coinciding. Now, the Viron, I had it back in January and February. And you remember this? I was terribly sick. And I said, I got it because I want it. I said, okay, big boy, what do you got? But there's one big difference. I use well water and I have no 5G. I can only get phone service up here. So I had the Viron, I told you, and I was kind of, you know, experiencing what is it like to experience, you know, to question my own mortality, knowing I'm immortal, and if they wouldn't send someone back to do the job that would just die at the first sign of the virus, it came back to stop. So obviously I make it through.
What if you go in, you feel a fever, whatever, you go in for the test, and maybe you just have a severe case of the flu or something, but they do something to you to make it worse. Like,
they put you on ventilators. Ventilators added too much pressure, and what they should have done was a hyperbaric chamber. Shoshana? Weren't you on board with that the ventilators actually were counterintuitive for that?
Yes.
Right. So there you go. 80%, 4 out of 5 people that put on ventilators never came off. In Italy, doctor said he never saw someone come off. So why do we need more ventilators just to hook them up for the last week of their life? I mean, it was. But you asked, was there a virus? Yes, there was a Viron in conjunction
with.
Now, yes. However,
We're talking in the absurdly metaphysical where I am currently existing in two time periods at once, one right now and one that is not right.
Okay, nobody was talking about that really, but okay.
Well, no, she just said it's happening. I'm like, yes, it is. But for me, it is and it isn't. It is
okay.
Schrodinger. But before we go any further, Mark, I wanted to you brought up Robert Ghostwolf, and you said you wanted to talk about Robert Ghostwolf, and I wanted to tell show that Mark has spoken a lot and read me a lot of the stuff, and it's funny that it seems like he is right there with us. Like whatever Mark gives me and from Robert, it resonates. So I would just like to say I understand, and I also know that, wow, it must have been really hard to live with somebody like us.
Hello.
that's very considerate of you, Tony. Yes, and I'm about to.
Can you imagine? Listen for a second. Can you imagine Wolf up in his studio upstairs in our house in New Mexico in the Sandia Mountains? Imagine him in his studio banging away on his computer, channeling all this stuff. And here comes Shoshana tippy-toeing up the steps saying, gee, do you want macaroni and cheese for dinner?
Right. Right.
Okay, so that was how it was. That's how it was, you know?
Right. Here I am unlocking the secrets of the universe, and you want to know if I want macaroni and cheese? Kind of like that.
Yes, I do. I'd like it with some, no hot dogs. It's not hot dogs and mac and cheese.
No, it would, you know, there were a few things would fly. You know, get the fuck out of here. You know, don't bother me, but I need to, I don't give a shit what you need. Get the hell out of here. And he would never tell me what he was doing, and now I know.
Right, right. That, and he was leaving us Easter eggs. And
right.
So right here.
That's only book number two. He's got six.
He's right here giving us messages. My dad is giving me messages. My wife is giving me messages. Earhart and Einstein. And Tony is talking to Isaiah. So everyone's here.
Think about it. Mark, I really am, because I'm reading it, and it's finally reaching somebody who actually has
a
platform.
Evoking
well,
it, yes. You're evoking
but
it. You are evoking.
So it's like he's writing it for me to read right now. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yes.
Saying.
Almost like, almost exactly like that. Right.
What about Wolf's stuff if we're going to be...
Like, even though he wrote it, even though he wrote it so long ago, it's almost like he's right with us when we're discovering it.
Right.
Well, I have the book open. Yes, absolutely, Tony. Like, we're exactly like that. Now, I've had the book open for the last 9 minutes, but we're down to 3 minutes. But we will. We have promised this, so...
Well, go into archive. Yes, that's fine. Who cares? At this point, if you want to listen, just come back and listen. Unless, Mark, are you still there? Hello? Well, then let me read this last thing from Isaiah, since we are going to go in archive. And it's 3:13:6, and it says, "Well, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Because of this, all hands will go limp. Every heart will melt with fear. Terror will seize them. Pain will anguish them. They will writhe like women in labor. They will look against each other, their faces aflame. See, the day of the Lord is coming, a cruel day with wrath and anger, to make the land desolate and destroy the sinners within it. The stars of heaven and their constellations will not show their light. The rising sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give it light."
Now, there is the 3 days of darkness, which we're all familiar with. But it's really funny, because the prophecy on the other side of the world says it's light for 3 days, and the sun doesn't set. They got plenty of light. And the only reason for that is because the earth has stopped spinning, and one side continually faces the sun, and the other continually faces the darkness. And the moon shall not shed her light. So it has to be during a new moon. Okay.
And what could stop the earth from spinning, Mark? What could stop the earth from spinning?
Isaiah. Is that right?
That's it, yeah.
Get your... If you would, Tony, I got to talk to the production guy for a sec. With a minute or 60 seconds, get your hand on the end theme, and then we'll talk a few minutes after it. But we have to send our message up to the future that the end theme is the signature, and then we'll stay on the line. You got your finger on the end theme? All right. I think it's Buck Rogers. Not yet. The prophecy.
Right, everybody stay on.
It's the same story. We're just not wearing robes and tending sheep. And you will see much more. This is but phase one. This is it. This is not a drill. Stay close by. Stay open. Get a core group. And don't worry. Be happy. Everything turns out all right in the end. If everything's not all right, trust me, it's not the end. Except of this show. I'm Mark the Arturian. Thank you.